Hello and welcome to Eye on Princeton. This podcast is dedicated to informing city residents like you about the happenings here in Princeton, Texas. Each episode will help you find the things you need to know to navigate in and around the city. We keep our eye out for businesses that are coming to town, road construction updates, city ordinances, and public safety. We also like to highlight local residents that live in the city. Right now, we'll hand things off to your host and Princeton resident, Mitchell Chase.
Thank you very much, GP. I appreciate that introduction. We are at the new Municipal Center here in the city of Princeton. And this episode of Eye on Princeton is going to focus on some of the folks that have come to visit and to attend or be a part of the ribbon cutting ceremony, which is going on. As a matter of fact, let's get to it right now. Councilmember Brian Washington, place number three, and thanks for joining us. I just want to ask you, how excited are you about this new facility?
Oh, so excited. You know, it's really good to see. I was telling somebody outside earlier that 14 years ago when I moved here, at that time, I really couldn't imagine being in such a facility like this, just to see everyone out here, to see it from the very beginning, from the planning stages, knowing about it and just seeing it come together. It was just really, really an exciting thing.
How long has this been in the planning?
I want to say the planning started somewhere around maybe 2018 or something like that.
Right.
And then construction started in October of 2020. And so, and here it is, it was turned over in January of this year. Exactly. So, you know, so when you think about that, you know, even, you know, with COVID and everything like that, it's just really remarkable to see how they were able to turn out such a wonderful product.
One of the things that's awesome is that it's called a one-stop shop. You're all under one roof. That's got to be great for morale and rallying the team together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and I think that was a bit of a transition, you know, for our city staff. But I think now that they're all here, I think that there's been a lot of learning. I think there's been a lot of new camaraderie, if you will, just seeing it kind of come together. And we've got a lot of new faces, too, because in thinking about, you know, the old city staff, you know, I think about the city staff, I think about like a handful of folks. But now it's like, wait a minute, man, we're growing. We have all these new things. We have all these new, you know, these new people moving in, these new businesses. And so therefore, just to see it all is just wonderful.
Would you encourage residents to take a look at their new municipal center?
I sure would. I sure would. Stop by. A lot of people don't know that the park here, that there's also a park attached to this building. So this will be one of our parks. Sometimes you can see kids out here fishing right here, you know, this pond. So that's exciting. Great walking trails, great scenery and so forth. I encourage folks to come out, take a look, you know, even if it's just to come up and see where you pay your utility bill, even if you don't have to. Maybe you pay it online, but you can actually see where you can come and, you know, drop it in the box and just have a walk around, ask somebody to give you a tour, whether you want to register for youth sports, whatever it is. I encourage folks to come and have a look.
Councilmember Washington, thank you very much for taking time to speak with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Continuing with covering the ceremonial ribbon cutting of the new Municipal Center for the City of Princeton, right now we have Danielle Morales from Allegiance Title Company. Tell us about the services you offer here in Princeton.
What we do offer is the mobile notary, and so that's why we're here, because my office is located in McKinney.
Just real quick, explain mobile notary.
So a mobile notary is basically if you cannot make it to your closing, if you can't make it to one of the, you know, local closing offices, we actually will send a notary to you at no charge.
That's very cool.
So that you can sign all your closing documents from the comfort of your own home, you give them to the mobile notary, and then you get notification when you get the keys, you get to move in, and off you go.
One last thing before we go, just your thoughts about, as you've walked around and taken the tour of the new facilities, the new municipal center in the city of Princeton, what do you think?
I think it is absolutely beautiful. It was really easy to find as well. My GPS kind of kept taking me all these different places, and then once I actually drove up to it, I was like, whoa, there it is. You know, you can't miss it, so it's beautiful.
I'm glad I don't feel bad. Somebody else had that problem, too.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you very much, Danielle.
Thank you so much. We will definitely be using Ion Princeton for our Allegiance Title marketing. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. And you all have a great weekend.
Absolutely. Same to you.
Thank you for listening to Eye on Princeton, a podcast focused on the happenings in Princeton, Texas. We always welcome your feedback, ideas, suggestions, comments, or questions by email to MitchellChase@MitchellMChase.com. Until next time, blessings to you and yours. Ion Princeton is produced by Chase Productions. Copyright 2022.